just allowing Mother Nature to wrap her arms around you in every aspect. Getting out there, getting closer to nature, getting rid of the cell phones and all of the technology, and just kind of getting out to the property. And like I said, letting Mother Nature wrap her arms around you.
Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Reynard.
And I'm Jillian Corder, and we're excited to bring you another episode here of the podcast. We, of course, have the authentic stories and experiences of Southwest Louisiana. We've got all the tools you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary.
This is episode 92.
Woo-woo.
We're inching closer and closer.
We
every
are.
Episode, obviously, to that big 100. We've got a fun episode today. We talk bayou glamping with a good friend of ours, Sarge, who I bought my first Jeep from,
That's funny enough. That's right.
Because he also dabbles in the car industry.
Has nothing to do with the glamping.
He's a dabbler. but his real passion lies kayaking and camping and being in the outdoors.
Everything outdoors. He lives and breathes it. Yeah.
And so he is the perfect guide for all of those things. He'll guide us through this conversation, he and his co-owner, Ms. Broussard. And so fun conversation. We'll get to that in just a minute. But before we do, you should know by now what time it is.
It's time for On V Eats.
And this week we head north on the way to De Quincy. From Sulphur, we stop at a place called King's Burgers and More. Opened in 2024. They just celebrated their 2-year anniversary. And let me tell you, if you're driving down the road and you happen to be headed this way, this is a building that you cannot miss.
That mid-century 60s architecture, that classic drive-in, drive-through, you know, made to look that way, but again, built very recently.
Yeah. And in fact, I love the kind of the story of what Deb, the owner, decided to do. So King is her maiden name, so that's where the name comes from. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to honor her dad, who's from the area, and really give back to the locals, because it's kind of a no man's land between Sulphur and De Quincy, where she kind of built, where if you're from that area, you're going to have to drive either way to go get something to eat or, you know, go to the store type thing. And so she wanted to be that that community glue, if you will, right? And so she had kind of been a dream of hers. She took some road trips to figure out how she wanted to do it, and she finally started living her dream in her 60s. She says, I'm so excited to finally be doing this. You know, they serve burgers and po' boys and hot dogs and ice cream, soft serve, and they have car shows often. It's like, it's kind of
what a perfect backdrop for
exactly,
a car show,
exactly,
right?
Yes.
The style of it all, the old school drive through. I mean, this is like the perfect spot for
the little nostalgia overload, right?
Yeah.
For those of us, even as young as we are,
that's air quotes around
that. Can still remember eating at places like this growing up. Like there was at that time, it was still some remnants of those restaurants, and so it's nice to kind of get that. That taste of nostalgia, both, you know, literally and figuratively, right?
Yes, and literally the taste was awesome. Let's dive right into what we ordered. I got the Cajun burger. So this was described as like a, what is it, a third pound patty, spicy mayo, and Swiss cheese, which you don't always see served on a burger. And
right.
I really liked it. So simple, meaty patty, really great flavor. It didn't have like too many ingredients on it. Sometimes people kind of throw everything in the kitchen sink at a burger. This doesn't need it. The meat really shines through. I thought it was a big, thick burger. It had jalapeno mayo, and let me tell you, it doesn't play around. It was more jalapeno than it was mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Some places you go, you get the mayo, and you're like, where's, oh, look, a tiny jalapeno or something.
Right, right.
You're like searching
for
it.
They're scared to test you.
This was jalapeno mayo.
The whisper.
Yeah, like it was there. But no, this had like a real kick to it. I thought I could handle it. I was kind of wrong a little bit. But very, very good. Great flavor. Great kick to it. Really good with the cheese. And I got shoestring onion rings, which I think that's my favorite way to eat an onion. Shoestring it, batter it, fry it. Like what can you add to that? Like you don't have to, that's amazing. That's great.
And that shows you how much that she really enjoyed it, because she's not you're not typically an orderer of onion rings. You don't get onion rings very often.
No, and you know what? I didn't realize these were shoestring onion rings when I ordered them. I was just like branching out because I thought, nah, that sounds really good. And then they came, and I was so excited that it was shoestring onion rings, so much so that I, you know, grabbed a handful of them and put them on the burger as well. I needed something to not be so hot on the burger.
And we'll
it was
talk about,
great for, like, you. Right. You would have absolutely killed for this burger. It was so good.
Step two, we'll talk about what else you did for the heat in just a second.
Yeah, something did help me out a lot.
And I went with the King Burger, which is their double burger. Mm-hmm. I added bacon and I added cheese, which I do like how they kind of have a build your own burger style. They'll have like two or three ingredients on your burger standard, and then you can add whatever accoutrement you're looking for, tomatoes, lettuce, that type of thing. But it doesn't just come on the burger. You've got to let them know which ones you want on there. And so I got, so it was double third pound, which at that point was 2/3 of a pound of ground beef.
That is how math and fractions
that's
work.
That's math. Just in case you don't know, that's math.
That's impressive.
Yeah, thanks. It's big and juicy. Like, it was just an awesome burger. Like, you had to use two hands to hold it.
Yeah.
We were photographizing it, you know, right after it.
Uh-huh. Photographizing?
Yeah, you know, that's when you take a picture of something.
Okay, got
it. And so I had to use both hands to hold it.
It's a big burger,
it was awesome. Classic style homemade burger. Like, no other way to say it. The bun is soft.
Yep.
Perfect bun. Like, it's exactly what you look for. You know, it's got, it's so wonderful, right? Like, the bacon is wonderful, salty and meaty, and it balances with the acidity of the ketchup and the pickles.
Yep.
There's a little crunch. There's some chew.
Classic. Meaty.
Like, it is a classic burger. It's awesome. One of my favorites in town. It just makes you so happy when you're eating it.
Yeah. Yeah. As if the like ambiance and like where you're at and all that isn't enough. Like, the food's really good too.
It is.
it's not just about the like the atmosphere being cool and different than other places in town.
Right.
But like the food best
is great. Is great. Right. And I got you know, the standard fries. They were kind of thick cut. Dipped well in ketchup, lots of potato in each bite, you know, just that kind of classic fry. Great, great as well. Now, what did you use to kind of help put out some of that heat from that jalapeno?
Okay, so the and more, you know, of King's Burgers and More.
Tell me about the and more.
Let me tell you about the and more. It's like when you're going to Bed Bath & Beyond. This is the Beyond
section. Oh, yeah. There's the coffee mugs.
Yeah, there's the Beyond section. It's a dessert. And I got a strawberry shake. Classic strawberry shake. Sweet, creamy, cold, necessary for my jalapeno burger. It helped cool me down just a little bit. It was that perfect dessert to end such like a classic meal that I had is that classic strawberry shake dessert.
Yeah, well, their soft serve is like it's custard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Elite soft serve. Like, this is the same level that you're going to get at just about any of the like big name soft serve place. Like, I guarantee you, they go bar for bar with them.
Yeah.
Like, elite soft serve.
Very good stuff.
We went with the banana split. Yep. I said we because the table shared it because
there was
banana
enough.
Split's huge, right?
Yeah.
The whole banana's covered with strawberry, pineapple, pecans, whipped topping. That excellent soft serve is all over. Everything paired so nicely. And it just felt so fitting to get a banana split there too, right? The nostalgia of a banana split. Awesome, awesome. Love it. I kind of, as I was doing it, I was like, I love this, but man, I want a cone too. So I've got to go back soon to get a soft serve cone. I love vanilla soft serve cones.
Well, pick me up another shake while you're there.
And so it was all so fantastic. I've been multiple times. Every time I've leave, so happy. And it's just that warm feeling in your belly and your heart to, you know, have kind of a place like this, right? That kind of brings back some memories and just is a lot of American classics, I
it
guess you
is,
would say.
It is, and it's a cool spot. It's one of those spots that you're not going to leave there without taking a picture, too. It's a good spot. And, of course, it's north of Sulphur. It's right there between Sulphur and DeQuincy on North Beglis. So if you're stopping that way, or if you're even take a little drive, it's definitely worth it.
From a great meal to a great couple of guests, we welcome on Jerry Antoine, but everyone in Lake Charles knows him simply as Sarge. He is the co-owner of Bayou Glamping, and after serving in the Marines, Sarge came home to Lake Charles to turn his love of the outdoors into a way for others to experience Southwest Louisiana on the water and under the stars. He's joined by the other co-owner of Bayou Glamping, Miss Ebony Broussard. She's a marketing guru and outdoor enthusiasts. So you can see how their passions align to create Bayou Glamping. And today we talk, of course, glamping, guided kayak tours, and why Lake Charles is a great place to unplug outside. Welcome to the show, Sarge and Ebony.
Hey, what's going on, man? It is such a pleasure. You know, of course, we have history, man. And it was when I got the phone call, I was very excited to come and chop it up with my people.
Well, we're excited to have both of you on to talk about your new adventure that you got here in Lake Charles.
I am excited to talk to you about it.
Okay, so first up, if you've ever listened to the podcast, we start with letting our listeners know how you guys play in Louisiana's playground. So we got some rapid fire questions for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Crawfish or gumbo?
Gumbo.
Both. No,
You've got to pick.
Okay. Gumbo.
Gumbo.
Why? Okay. Why gumbo?
Year round. Crawfish is seasonal. We like to eat all year.
She knew that was the follow up question too. The follow up question is there a gumbo season? Because a lot of people believe there is.
No,
I believe that there is.
Oh,
yeah, I believe that there is. You know, I'm not eating gumbo when it's 95 degrees outside.
I agree with you.
I don't need any internal blistering or anything like that.
Brady, on the other hand, he says the wrong answer.
It almost gets better as it gets hotter. Then it's like a, you know, it's like a spa for your body.
Absolutely.
Okay, next one, poolside or beachside? I think I know the answer to this one.
Beachside.
Beachside.
Okay.
Yeah. And beach for me is because I just love the outdoors. I love the unpredictable, sometimes unpredictable way that being on the, you know, out in Mother Nature can be. So absolutely.
Yeah. Beachside,
yeah.
Get away from the concrete. I
absolutely,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So concert or comedy show?
I'd say comedy show. Comedy show.
Okay. Sarge?
If it's an outdoor concert, I'm in. Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't do a lot of indoor.
You just have to be one with nature.
Yeah.
No matter what you're
thousands
doing.
Thousands of people all in one small area.
Not
you
your
know,
thing.
Not my thing.
Crowded.
Yeah.
Mosh pits.
Yeah.
Just not.
No.
Not doing it for
not
you.
Your style, not
PTSD
your style.
PTSD definitely don't work well with that. So.
Well, look, let's talk about the outdoors, right?
Yeah. Yes.
What about Southwest Louisiana and the outdoors here specifically called you back home?
First of all, you know, after retiring from the military, it's family first and foremost for me. My grandmother was a big motivator of us being together as a family, and she was literally the beginning of me enjoying everything that I did outdoors. You know, I was a very hyper child. So she used to, I have a shirt that I designed for her. She's passed away a few years ago. And it says, get outside, because she used to tell me all the time, boy, get your butt outside. You know? but it was family. And then second, you know, just being able to, in less than 15 minutes, man, be on the water, either fishing or kayaking or touring, exercising. So that was the big draw. You know, I lived in Houston before I retired. I just knew that I had to get away from that concrete city, that brick city, you know, and get back to that primitive side, to get back to the country, as I call it.
I love that you said that, because you realize, as someone that I kind of agree with that. I mean, I'm a little bit of an outdoor enthusiast, but I don't have the same passion that you do. And I think it's really easy to build that concrete jungle wherever you are. Even living in Lake Charles, it's easy to get stuck and you forget. We are literally 5 minutes away from, like you said, putting a paddle in the water.
Yeah,
from anywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's amazing still. And so that how many people don't take advantage of that, you know, I just sent this to a friend of mine, Mike. I say, It's kind of like one of the things that I say. I mean, your lack of entertainment is because there's a lack of imagination.
Yeah.
You know, so yep. I say that. That's, you know, I say that all the time.
I get that a lot. Yeah. So how did you two come into this adventure together?
Well, we have a mutual connection, which happens to be my mother-in-law, mm-hmm. and basically that's how we met.
Okay.
Yeah. So just having conversation, he mentioned that he wanted to start a business, wanted to get back into camping, and the conversation just started rolling because I'm not your traditional camping person. Mm-hmm. I like an elevated hotel stay with room service and things like that. But as he began to sell his story of this vision and his background, I kind of, you know, came up with the idea of, well, what can we offer people like me in Southwest Louisiana that necessarily don't want to get outside into the elements, but they are a little bit curious to dip their toe in?
Yeah.
And we came up with the idea of Bayou Glamping Co.
So what do you guys offer?
So we offer glamping stays on the riverside on our waterfront peninsula. We have some of the biggest canvas bell tents that are on the market. Inside of these tents are air conditioning for one, real beds, real mattresses, real linens, and we make sure that we deliver an experience that our guests can't even imagine anywhere else. We meet our guests on site, and we just deliver.
It does look like a mini hotel under the tarp.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and it is. It is. It kind of feels like on the outside, traditional camping, and when you step inside, it's a whole nother world. We have soft lighting. We have aromatherapy scents on the inside. It's sensual. It's
sexy.
It's sexy.
It can be. But it's also family friendly.
it can. You know. Again, your imagination. Yeah. I guess.
It's what
I
you
guess.
Make it.
It is what you make it.
After dark.
Yeah.
I might be babysitting your kids.
Yeah. I think as soon as they see a tent, our kiddos are gonna be like, nope. That's we gotta live here now. And I've seen people go with their kids. Right. The first time I ever heard that this was even happening was actually not through Sarge. It was through a friend of mine, Jocelyn, who took her daughter. She and her mom took her daughter out there to stay and had such an amazing time. And she was like, if you haven't done this yet, you've got to do it right now. She had a great time out there.
What surprises people the most?
I think really once they step outside of their vehicles, you have pretty much almost 360 water views. And it's surprising because it feels like you're outside of Southwest Louisiana. If you've never been on the water, it's a completely new experience because most people, like we said, the concrete jungle, they go mm-hmm. to work, they go home. They go to work, they go home. Maybe go to the casino or a hotel here and there, but they don't experience this side of Southwest Louisiana. So as soon as they step outside their cars, they're like, wow. And it's so quiet. And then we guide them to the tents. We give a little tour before. And as soon as they step foot in the tent, there's an 11-foot ceiling pole, so it's huge. It's huge. They're 20 square feet, so 200 square feet mm-hmm. tents. So once you walk inside and you see all this space, all this height, it just feels like an escape outside of Southwest Louisiana.
Yeah.
And if I can add, you know, mm-hmm. she said that so eloquently. If I can add, what I love about it is my family over at Lake Charles Toyota, the Tarvers, they blessed me with this property. You know, allowing me to create and use it. And, you know, so I love them for that. You know, driving to the site is about a quarter of a mile trek through a little narrow strip, you know. And the moment you start driving down that little rocky road, you start seeing some of our amazing attractions to our area. And that's birds, egrets, and she just shot a video and posted it on our page of a bald eagle. Wow. You know, there's nests really high, you know, high in the trees. Sometimes we have our little, what do we call them?
The sunset socials.
Yeah, sunset socials. I'm talking about the alligator that's out there.
Chicken Nugget.
Yeah.
Her son
named him Chicken Nugget. Yeah.
Chicken Nugget.
Yeah, the alligator. So it's the nature. And then when you're driving down this little, like I said, it's about a quarter of a mile to get to the property. And then it just opens up,
mm-hmm.
you know. And when it opens up and you see the tents and the grass is manicured and it's just a it's a beautiful view, you know. Like I said, it's almost 360.
As a native son to Louisiana, it's a kind of a warm, fuzzy feeling.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's strange how you just feel connected to, you know, a place you call home.
Yeah.
Like I think we all have with the boot.
Yeah. You immediately want to take your shoes off and just, you know, mm-hmm. just connect, you know.
Yeah, just relax out there.
Absolutely.
So when people are planning their trip out there, what did they need to bring, or what's all provided for them?
So provided on site, we provide bedding and linen, something that you don't get with traditional camping. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pitch a tent. Our canvas tents are pretty much permanent unless we take down. Really, you just bring yourself, bring your clothes, bring your family, and get ready to have a good time. We have kitchen on site. We have full bathroom on site. We have fishing equipment on site unless you want live bait. We do also have our
worm bed.
Yes, we cultivated our own worm bed on site. So
by awesome.
Chance, if you forgot to stop by Academy, you can just dig up your own worms. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But pretty much everything is provided.
Philip would love food. That.
He would just hang out in the worm bed.
And he just would live in the worm bed. That's where he's camping tonight.
Yeah, I love it.
Our 4-year-old is obsessed with finding bugs right now. I just put some rubber mulch down in a bed, and he got so upset. He was like, where am I supposed to get my bugs now?
I would love to be his Blunkle.
You would be a great Blunkle.
That's right up my alley, man. That's right up my alley. I would love to be his Blunkle.
I don't think I've ever heard that term. But
you know what a Blunkle sounds, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah, Black Uncle.
I mean, I was just guessing. Maybe I shouldn't assume.
But
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll tell him Blunkle stars.
Blunkle and Wefu, so.
It's your Wefu.
I like it.
We're going to take him out there for sure.
So what add-ons, because, I mean, you've already talked about that there's kitchen, there's bathrooms, you're not roughing it at all. The only rough, I guess, would be once it's time to go. What other add-ons are there to the experience?
So we start off with traditional. You can have a s'mores package. You can upgrade with firewood. If you need, we can also come on site and help you to light the fire pit if it's something that you're not used to.
Movies, yeah.
We have movie experience where we can put a huge screen outdoors so you can have a full movie night. Mm-hmm. We have a birthday package where you can invite up to 20 guests and we entertain you old school outside style.
Kickball. Yeah, we bring the fun. Kickball and volleyball and whatever you can think of. You know, we won't say, no, we can't do that, you know, mm-hmm. unless we just can't do that. But, you know, 95% of the time we'll say, yeah, we can create it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then for those special moments like intimate birthdays or anniversaries, we do offer birthday packages for him and her. We offer our romance package and we can add a little champagne. We can add rose petals. We can add soft candle lighting. It's whatever you like.
The romance package.
The romance package.
Brady, our anniversary.
I might be
is
babysitting the kids.
What about the bromance package?
Oh, you know? This guy.
We can set up the big screen for Super Bowl.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on.
Now, I know beyond just the glamping experience is where kind of Sarge's passion comes in. The kayaks. As we kind of mentioned, you've been in the kayak and water sports rental business for over 10 years now. What sparked the idea to combine those two for you?
Man, just allowing, how can I say this? I thought about this question. Just allowing Mother Nature to wrap her arms around you in every aspect, you know, getting out there, getting closer to nature, getting rid of the cell phones and all of the technology and just kind of getting out to the property. And like I said, letting Mother Nature wrap her arms around you. Yeah, you can rent a pontoon boat or a bass boat and get out there and do 30, 40 miles, you know, around each bend on the river. Or you can jump in a kayak and paddle slowly and just take in the sights and relax and detox from Brick City, you know. So by putting those two together and you know, and sitting around a fire pit.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I can keep going. So
yeah.
Absolutely. But yeah, just in every aspect, bring it all together and let Mother Nature love on you for a little while, if that makes sense.
I think a lot of people in Louisiana, well,
while we might take for granted our sportsman's paradise that we have, I think a lot of us have grown up doing a little something like this, yeah. You know, as we get older. But for somebody who's maybe hasn't gone camping in a long time, or maybe it is their first time, mm-hmm. this might be a little scary for right. them, right? Mm-hmm. What do you say to those people that might have some nerves about, oh, I don't know, there's going to be bugs, or, oh, gosh, I'm going to have to deal with an alligator. What do
or
you say?
I have to jump in the kayak, you know, when the
when you're
kayak
getting in the
first
kayak
time.
Even.
Yeah.
It's like nervous, you know?
I don't want to hear that crybaby crap. That's what the Marine side
he
of me would
toughen
say.
Toughen up.
Yeah, yeah. I believe that training and instruction is vital. It's important, you know. I personally don't let anyone touch a kayak or get in a kayak before we have a conversation and talk about the things that you need to do to stay safe. And when I give them that instruction and I give them that training, you can see that, okay, it's starting to make sense. And then once they get in the water and I'm standing in the water, if it's knee deep or whatever, to make sure that they don't flip or tip, you know. And but the kayaks that I use are very, stable, mm-hmm. extremely, extremely stable kayaks. You know, I get all my kayaks from Ship to Shore, plug. but that training and instruction, you know, and then we provide like bug spray and stuff like that. And
yeah.
a lot of, you know, when yeah, you look at the name of the company, Bayou Glamping. I'm sure people will assume that, hey, look, we might want to bring some bug spray or bring yeah. something to, you know, keep us from getting mosquitoes from carrying us off. So, yeah.
And they can here in Louisiana.
And so for locals that have only seen some of these bodies of water, maybe from the park or driving past it on the bridge or the road, what is the experience like getting out there on the water and exploring it in a completely new way?
I say this all the time. You know, we drive around our city, all the, you know, 50, 60 miles an hour, 40, whatever. Just slowing down, you know, and appreciating our blessings that God has given us, you know, that helps, you know, when you can go to a park, one of our, like, Prairie Lake Park or Sammy State Park, or and just appreciate, you know, God's blessings. I mean, it just slows everything down, you know, and I do it all the time. And I advise anyone to just, you know, give it a try. Yeah. Just slow down and appreciate it. Yes.
It's therapy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. I applaud that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely therapy. You know, I'll tell you a quick story if I have time. I had a young man who visited from Wisconsin and he just wanted to do a kayak trip. And dang on, we had some small talk before the trip. I did my instructional, you know, period, and then we jumped on a yaks and went for about 3 hours. But 15 minutes into it, I turn around and I look at this guy, and he's freaking bawling. He's crying. Aww. You know, this is a, you know. And I'm like, perfect. Because he said, man, this is the first time in a long time that I felt this at peace. Come to find out, this young man was Army, had deployed a few times to Iraq and Afghanistan, and he needed something to help him kind of like just clear his head. So that kind of helped me with my mission, you know. My mission is, yeah, get people kayaking, get people glamping, but also get people to get back in touch with them and God and you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
No, it does. And not just to get on a soapbox or sound preachy, but like, we have, as people, gotten so far away from the roots of what civilizations and previous generations of us
facts
have lived in, breathed in,
facts.
Connected to the earth in some form or fashion.
Facts.
And so, yeah, I mean, why wouldn't it be the best therapy of all is finding
it
a
is.
Way to doing what we've always done?
Yeah.
It's transformative. It transcends something that I feel like not a lot else can. So getting back to the logistics of it for a second. So for that example, that was kind of a guided tour, if you will, but you can also do like a self-guided kayak tour too, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe if somebody has a little bit more expertise.
Well, once again, when I give you the instruction and I check to make sure that you have some ability before mm-hmm. I just turn you loose. And then I'll kind of hang around the launch site for a little while if you decide to turn around. But and say I can't do this. But yeah, there's a I can provide a map. You know, you can use Google Maps as well to kind of figure out your mm-hmm. direction. But yeah, doing tours or guided tours or just you want to just rent a kayak for the day, you can do that as well, and you can launch from the property. And then I can also deliver. You know, I actually delivered 6 kayaks a couple of weekends ago to mm-hmm. some people that wanted to launch from a different location. So
very cool.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Well, we've talked so much about why the outdoors is special and so rewarding. And in terms of you, Ebony, why is this? What has been so rewarding about this opportunity that you've been able to afford people?
I think one of the best things is being a part of people's first. Like mm-hmm. we mentioned, that there are so many people that we live in Louisiana and that haven't actually experienced the outdoors in a way that we provide. So being a part of people's first is very rewarding and offering experience that you can't get anywhere else yeah. around here. So really being a part of the first and allowing people to reconnect and slow down and providing an exceptional guest experience is just so rewarding. It is.
And then for you, Sarge, with 10 years plus experience getting people out on the water, introducing the outdoors, what have you learned in that time?
That's a very broad question because there's so much, man, sure. that there's, you know, I've learned the love that I have for everyone, you know. I've learned that 90% of the people that say they can swim can't swim. I've only had one person in over 10 years fall in the kayak. It's only because he failed to listen to my instruction and he just decided to go off on his own and fall in the water. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Karma.
Yeah.
For not listening.
You know, so I've learned that people, sometimes they just don't know what they don't know, you know, until mm-hmm. they come out and experience it. I also learned that once you take away all of the technology and all of the blinders and things that keep us so focused on superficial things, you know, that they'll talk about this experience continuously, you know. Because it's just getting back in touch, like you said, Brady, like you said, getting back in touch with that primitive side, in a sense, you know. So
yeah, please, this is professional. That's a off camera nickname.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. Oh yeah. Yeah. B and J.
But and yeah, I don't know. There's something to that. You're making core memories for people. Yeah. Out there. And I love that. So for people that are interested in booking a guided tour or maybe a glamping weekend with you guys, how should they get in touch, check availability, stuff like that?
So our website is www.bayouglamping.com, and we're also most active on Facebook. If you reach out, it'll be myself or Sarge reaching back out to you, and we'll make it happen for you.
Yeah. Do y'all book up pretty quickly right now for weekends? I'm guessing you're pretty far out, or what's the deal?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We're booked for the month of March. We have bookings for April. We have 4th of July booked. We're booked out for New Year's already next year. We book really quickly.
We got to get on it.
Got to get on it. Yeah.
So thanks again for Sarge and Ebony for joining us here on the show. But the biggest thank you of all, you should know it by now, it goes out to you, the listener, for sticking around and enjoying the podcast. If you did enjoy the show, please leave us a rating or review wherever you listen to podcasts, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever.
All those places. Of course, that helps us grow our audience and further share the unique experiences that Lake Charles and all of Southwest Louisiana have to offer. Go to visitlakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes, advice on where to eat, and events that are happening this weekend. I'm Jillian Quarter.
And I'm Brady Raynard. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground. Sit you.